Luke chapter 24, verse 8. Then they remembered his words. In Jesus' name, fellow students of Christ, we human beings don't really need much to have a celebration, do we? A ball going through a metal hoop, someone stepping on a rubber pentagon. We celebrate the passing of time, the beginning and end of our schooling or a school year, a job, a promotion, making it to Friday, making it to the end of the day, or even making it just halfway through the day, and we can celebrate. But what we celebrate during the Easter season is different from all of these. This did not come about through the developing of academic or athletic talents, through proper diet or miracles of medicine. We're not even celebrating God's work in our own personal lives, but rather His work in the life of His dear Son, Jesus. So what do you need for such a celebration? You know, the women did not need to go to the tomb at dawn. They had prepared the spices already on Friday before sundown. When the Sabbath was over, they waited another 12 hours until the sky was about to lighten. Now, after waiting that long, they could have waited another hour. They could have waited till 9 a.m. like we did last Sunday, or till 10:05 like we did today. No doubt, however, they could think of nothing better to do at dawn because of their great love for Jesus. That love was something they did need in order to start out just before dawn while it was still dark. Of course, as it turned out, they did not need the spices which they purchased and prepared, did they? Because there was no body, no decay to offset with deodorant. They did not need to worry about the stone either, did they? That was rolled in front of the tomb. It was heavy and they knew it, designed to keep wild animals and wild people away from the lifeless body. But when they arrived, the stone had been rolled away from the tomb. There was no need to keep wild animals out anymore. There was no body for them to bother. And while the women were wondering about finding the stone as they did, and about not finding Jesus as they did not, suddenly two angels found them. And these angels gave the needed explanation. He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee? The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again? So while the women had a wide range of options as to when they might go to the tomb, while they did not need their spices no matter when they went, while they did not need to move the stone or even worry about it, the one thing they did need in order to have the peace and joy of Easter was the word of their Savior. And that they received from the angel. Then they remembered his words. There are many things we don't need in order to have the peace and joy of Easter in our hearts every day. It doesn't matter whether it's Saturday night or Sunday morning or Tuesday morning. Whether we're early or late in our life, or whether we don't know if we're early or late in our life. the angels will find us. No matter when or where our grave may be, and our grave too will be empty, for he is the first fruits of them that sleep. Nor do we need to worry about the greatness of our sin, which like a stone would keep us from God and all joy. The whole world could put its solemn seal on that stone, testifying to our unworthiness, and we would have to agree with them. But that would not prevent our Savior from suffering in our place and rolling it aside. And when we stand before God, we will not need the sweet spices that we have prepared either. It will not be because of our works, but because of God's own great goodness in Christ, that our sins will be declared punished and our debts paid in full. All that is really needed is to remember how he told us when he was with us, "Be of good cheer, your sins are forgiven. Because I live, you shall live also. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Come unto me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls." Everything that was needed, he has done to give us the victory over death, sin, and hell. No sickness, no injury, no test, not even a quiz. No trouble, no sorrow, no disappointment, no rain or snow. None of the storms and setbacks of this life can take this victory from us. Remember how he told you. What love this causes to spring up in our hearts for him who left his heavenly throne to bring us such joy. No wonder we would join Mary's in the gray dawn, or the disciples at night, or Peter on the rooftop in the middle of the day. The forms of worship do have some importance, but only because they help us to remember how he told us of forgiveness and peace and comfort and security for the rest of our lives. Amen. Hymn 732, stanza 3. 732, stanza 3.